Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 125, 125 episodes made possible by you, the listener. Patrick here with CJ Evolution, whatever you were doing, wherever you were at. Thank you for tuning in. Special thanks to all the brave men and women in the criminal justice field that are protecting us every day. Thank you so much. In this very difficult environment we are in today, thank you for doing a very difficult job. And for all the people that are not in criminal justice that tune in and listen to the podcast, I sure do appreciate it. Thank you so much. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit today about success. We've talked about it a lot on the podcast and how to get there. I recently read an article. I'll have it linked up in the show notes where I got the article from. But it really resonated with me, and it talked about the five keys to success. Now, you don't have to, you can be in criminal justice. You don't have to be working in the private sector to succeed. You can succeed, and hopefully you're succeeding in your personal life and professional life. But these, what I'm about to read you, are directly related to law enforcement and criminal justice. So I hope you enjoy these five keys to success. So number one, it's no surprise, it's preparation. The secret of success in life is for a man to be ready for his opportunity when it comes. That is a quote by Benjamin Disraeli. Success loves preparation. If the opportunity presented itself today, would you be ready? It's better to be ready and not have an opportunity than to have an opportunity and not be ready. To succeed, you must be ready when the opportunity comes. And I'll take it a step further. And you need to take that chance. You need to pull the trigger. You need to be ready to go with that. Spend your time preparing for success. When your opportunity comes, you'll be glad you did. So number two, success is simply a matter of luck. Ask any failure. I love that saying, and that's anonymous. All failures know that success is simply a matter of luck. They know it's just a matter of being at the right place at the right time. They know with assurance that success is directly linked to good old-fashioned chance. However, those who have succeeded know that success is directly and proportionately linked to work. Even an amazing strategy can't guarantee success. The famous Zig Ziglar said, "The most practical, beautiful, workable philosophy in the world won't work if you won't." You have to put in the time. However, when you put in the time, it makes success all the more sweet. I don't personally want to have success handed to me. That's just me. So a lot of people out there do. They want that magic ticket. They want to go and win the lottery so they don't have to worry about anything again. And here's a secret. You always worry, even with a lot of money. But I want to work for my success. It makes it that much more sweeter. When you come from behind and do the impossible, it makes success as sweet as a honeycomb. John H. Johnson said, "I believe the greater the handicap, the greater the triumph." Number three, remember the golden rule. Success is still the constant application of the golden rule. That is anonymous. Never forget the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's the key to success. Remember, the business of business is people, folks. Serve your clients as you would have them serve you. Meet their needs as you would have them meet your needs. Give them prices that you would want to pay. Exceed their expectations in a way that you would want your expectations to be exceeded. When you follow the golden rule, you open the door to success. So number four, confidence. Confidence is the companion of success. Another anonymous quote. If you don't believe in your abilities, don't be surprised if no one else does either. And here's another secret, folks. Not everybody is going to be on board with your dream. They don't have to be, but you have to keep working hard towards your goals and what you think is going to make you a success. Your negative thoughts about yourself send a signal throughout the world that others pick up on and respond accordingly. Remember, we've talked about it, maybe you've heard this, that what you send out to the universe is what you're going to get back. If you're broadcasting the station Depression 108.7, then others will treat you like you're depressed. But when you believe in yourself and your potential, people pick up on that signal because you radiate that vibe, and they will treat you accordingly to how they believe you should be treated. Everybody understand that? Number five, last but not least, you need to lead. A most important key to successful leadership is your ability to direct and challenge the very best that is in those whom you lead. That is anonymous. I had my good friend Mitch Jackson recently on the show. We talked about leadership. Check out that episode that's going to be coming out very soon. To be successful, you must be a great leader. There's probably nothing more difficult than being a great leader. It's easy to be selfish. It's easy to be only concerned with your needs, your wants, and your desires. But to succeed, you have to lead, plain and simple. You have to do what's best for the people. You must bring the best out of those in whom you lead. When you lead, you really succeed. And I hope everybody is having a great day. I hope you have a great weekend. I am going to sign off. Stay tuned for great episodes coming up. And like I said, another great guest, Mitch Jackson, on the show. And that show will be pushed out very soon. We got more great guests coming very soon. So stay tuned, folks. If you would do me a favor, head over to cjevolution.net. That's cjevolution.net. That is a website associated with the podcast. If you rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. There's a link to iTunes. Just click on that link and rate and review my podcast. I sure would appreciate it. And send me a note. I would love to hear from each and every one of you. Thank you for the continued support, folks. Until next time, be safe, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.